Welcome, everybody, to DeStefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
Today, we have a very special episode.
Yeah. We get asked all the time.
Anybody that goes to Disney, what is the question?
Is character dining worth it?
We're going to break down pros and cons.
Because
there's certainly both.
There's certainly both, but there's so many tiers to character dining. Like, we're going to break them down.
Yes. And also, there's tiers for our Patreon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to support us, there's the link.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gaming Madness, for this. We really appreciate that. And if you also want to support us, you can follow us on Instagram at DeStefano's Magic. You can subscribe to our YouTube page, which you're watching now, and you become a member.
Right.
Shout out to Katie, our first member.
Thank you for being our first member, Katie.
First YouTube member. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means yet. I think it's like we're going to give them special content, almost like a Patreon.
Probably, yeah.
So I do want to do a live show eventually, mm-hmm. Which would be nice because I think they get badges and I don't know. It's fancy.
Before we get into that, this week we announced our two upcoming interviews.
Yes, for Creator's Corner. Mm-hmm. We have a match made in Hefner, mm-hmm. a married couple.
They're new, like us. So we love their content. They're married. I think they recently just moved there.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But we like their content.
I mean, since I've been watching, they've been there. And it's amazing content. And it's fun.
Sam Forgod, she's awesome.
She's from across the pond. One mm-hmm. of our friends from overseas. She's saw our Quincy interview, loved it, mm-hmm. commented. And I'm like, hold on. Like, I've heard this name. I clicked it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really
super
her.
Super sweet, super nice.
Like, Disneyland Paris right. creator. She's been to all the parks. But Disneyland Paris, it makes me jealous.
Me too. Well, just the drone show.
The drone show, the castle, mm-hmm. the Ratatouille restaurant. And I know you say it's like Disneyland. No, it's not.
I don't know. People just compare the size.
I don't know. I heard Disneyland's amazing. So we got to go to both now. Mm-hmm. And look, we got a little Ratatouille for you here. As you can tell, we got the new shelf. Mm-hmm. No new chairs yet. but we got the new shelf, at least. We're still sitting on our lawn chairs for out back, which, you know, in like a month, these got to go outside again.
Hopefully.
So we'll be getting new chairs sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the ones that we were going to order.
No.
The reviews were not good. She's a review person, so she's like,
why always go after reviews?
Yeah, so I canceled that.
Yeah.
But great show coming up, and it's definitely something that I wish I knew going there because it gets costly. Character dining is expensive.
Well, yeah, and it just went up, I think, again this January. It goes up, I think, once or twice a year.
And like there's a character dining that's not considered a character dining, which I just saw a video of, and we've been there, our guest. And it was a girl dressed as Belle, and all she wanted to do was hug the beast.
I know. She's like, I want to hug you.
And the beast just walks going, and I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it. I love the restaurant. I think the restaurant looks perfect.
Right.
We went over this with our top five, though. I hate that you cannot interact with him. You cannot get a picture with him. Right. Belle is nowhere in sight. Like, for me,
But I don't even think they don't even say it's character dining anymore.
It's just a chance to. But I want a picture.
Be in the Beast Castle.
Look. Honestly. Look, Beauty and the Beast tattoo. I want a picture with Beast. How do I get it?
Don't know.
Riddle me this. I know he does like meet and greets and all, but like, I feel like that character dining could be an experience, a very special experience. Right. We've already talked about Lumineer saying, be our guest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
so, right. Let's first break down some pros and cons though.
Okay. Well, we can do the pros and cons, but we got to do it after this short break. And if you want to get a dining reservation that you can't get, you should use Magical Alerts. Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
Okay, so let's get into it. Character dining, what is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
There is multiple answers to this, though. I mean, 60 days out, you have to be on the app.
Booking this. Yes.
Like these hard to get reservations, such as Ohana, Chef Mickey, These are the hard to get reservations, you know? And it is a way to meet these characters.
It's an easier, more accessible way where you don't have to wait in line and you can knock out two birds with one stick.
Right. Like the Fab Five. Are they calling it the Fab Five or the Fab Six? I'm confused.
I don't.
Sometimes it's Six, Five, Sensational Six, Fab Five.
Whatever. The OGs will call
whatever it is. But seriously, you can knock them all out
in Topolino's
one. Some of these interactions, too. Are better than others, though.
Oh, like Hollywood and Vine in Hollywood Studios.
They, Cape May Cafe, they say that they're at the tables, Hollywood and Vine, for like ever.
Yeah.
Like, we've never done the Ohana breakfast, so we don't
Because we love Ohana dinner so much, we don't do... And
that's not counting.
Here's my horrible take of the week. I always have one. I'm not a Stitch fan. I'm not big on Stitch.
I know, you think he's annoying.
I'm not big on Stitch.
I think he's cute.
He's cute. I'm just not big on him.
Kids love Stitch.
Not my favorite. Like... That's all. Not my I know Lilo and Stitch is kind of like a sidekick. Not my favorite sidekick. Not my favorite main character.
I like him.
I don't not like him. I'm just saying, like, if you had Remy walking around, I'm booking that restaurant. I don't care how crap the food is, just to meet Remy.
Right.
Like, that's just the...
Well, I think, no, and Ohana, you meet Mickey, too.
Is Mickey there?
Yes.
I thought it was just Lilo and Stitch.
No.
Oh, so
that adds to
it. You
do meet some of the friends.
So
yes.
Go over a couple of the restaurants, and then we're going to go over the restaurants here.
A lot of people do it, too, to escape the heat.
Yes.
Take a break from the park.
Yes, and some people do it to get in the park early, if you go to Cinderella's Royal Table.
Right, but you can't get in there if you don't have a valid Magic Kingdom ticket.
Yes.
Like, you have to have a park ticket.
So, like, if you're going to Cinderella's Royal Table, you have to
have admission to Magic Kingdom that day, or you're not getting in.
Yeah.
So don't be kooky, and especially if it's Cinderella's Royal Table, you can't cancel it.
And you pay for that.
You have to cancel it 24 hours before.
And you pay for it up front.
Right. Oh, you put a credit card on. That's, I think, that one and maybe a couple of other ones.
They charge you up front, because when we were about to book it, it's at $245 for four people. So this
It
says $245, I think.
Oh, well,
so this is one of the cons. But let's go over first. Let's backtrack and let's go over some of the restaurants that have them.
Right. Okay. So some of the best unique character dining is like Crystal Palace.
Yep.
Akershus.
Yep.
Which you've never done either.
No.
Oh, no, we did Crystal Palace
with Tigger.
That's Winnie Pooh and the gang.
But inside's gorgeous. And Max Maine and Hefter just went there.
Oh, did
so
they?
So check out their video. It's awesome.
They have the churro waffle.
Oh, for real. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that. And there's Akershus.
One Epcot. Of my favorites is coming back, 1900.
Right. Well, with a whole different goofy. I mean, it's a goofy mix.
Yeah, but whatever. It's awesome. Isn't Mirabelle there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enough.
I forget who else is there.
But it's coming back after. But that's a great dining experience.
That's been
experience.
Closed for almost 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did renovations inside. I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see on one of our trips, because I definitely want to go there. So where did we get all this info from, too? All the unique and was that?
DFB.
Yeah. Disney Food Block. Shout out to Disney Food Block. Yeah. They're awesome.
So there's Akershus and Epcot, which is a princess meal.
Yep.
We've never been there, but that's like more, I think the food's like not, I mean, you have
I don't think
have,
it's like eggs and bacon. I think
no,
it's for a different palate.
I don't think it's
palate.
For a picky palate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, you gotta expand your palate.
Right. And then there is some top tier breakfast.
Topolino's.
I mean,
you can't say top without Topolino's.
But for real though, but this is what annoys me with Disney. Like, this used to be an all you can enjoy
crushed.
For like, how much was it? 50 something?
It was the same price.
Doesn't matter, but it was all you can
now eat. You can only get two things.
But now they said that people were wasting too much food, I think.
Fair, because it's not like your scrambled eggs and bacon. It's steak. It's more expensive.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, some of these character meals, you're just getting a set list.
Like, for instance, Chef Mickey's, which is probably one of the most basic character meals,
buffet.
Right, for breakfast. It's a buffet.
And buffet dinner.
The characters come around. It's Mickey. It's Pluto. It's Donald. It's Daisy. It's Goofy.
We went with the, I don't know.
I not, like, if I want a Mickey waffle, I don't want to spend $150 for a Mickey waffle.
But
I get why people do
it. The contemporary, I don't know.
We did it so our kids could meet the characters.
We definitely did.
We're idiots because we went during COVID, so our kids really couldn't even
they didn't
meet the characters.
Table.
So
right.
That was dumb.
But it's easy to get there. Like, start Magic Kingdom, hop right over to go on the monorail, and you're there.
Yeah. So Chef Mickey's is one that comes to mind that a lot of people do. Ohana's another one that's at the Polynesian Resort.
For breakfast. I've never done it, but people say it's really good. And we're staying
there, so maybe we'll sneak in there one day. But again, these prices, guys.
Husker House, that is a huge
in Animal Kingdom.
People love it. Right? Yes.
Is that
Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
Husker House.
And they're in their safari clothes.
Yep.
I've heard that is the best character dining experience.
And then Snow White at Artist Point. People love it.
Yeah.
But that's, again, for a picky palate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if my kids... I guess they have the chicken nuggets and stuff, but the price you're paying...
Is that a lunch or is that a breakfast?
Dinner.
It's dinner.
That's dinner.
Oh, that's dinner. Dinner.
Snow White, and I think you get like...
So there is breakfast, there is dinner ones. Right. So you have to look it up. Like Ohana, if you go at nighttime, you're not getting Stitch and Lilo. You're getting the ukulele player, which is amazing.
Which I'd rather have with the vibes.
Yes. But, I mean, there is pros and cons. And as you hear us talking, it's a lot of info, right? Because there is a lot of info. Just go to the Disney World website and look up the restaurants. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you what's character dining, when it is, how much it is. But there are some great spots. Our favorite spot is Topolino's. Now, we will report back next month because Topolino's has changed a lot. And I've heard negative reviews to the point that we're trying to get into Cape May Cafe. Yeah, I've heard that it's the food went down. There's not there's not enough food now. Mm-hmm. You're not getting your money's worth anymore. Before, like when I ordered salmon, I ordered steak, I ordered eggs, I ordered waffles, and I ate mostly everything, right? Well, now you have to have two things. And so they're going to give me one waffle and steak. And it's like, I can go to Chef Mickey's. Now it's not my vibe to eat eggs and bacon, but I know people who could eat tons of eggs and bacon.
Well, we have Boma though. I'm excited for that.
Yes.
That's not character.
But that's not character.
Right. Yeah.
So there is plenty of options out there for character dining, and see who you want to meet. Like 1900 Park Fair used to be Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter.
It used to be Cinderella at Night.
And Cinderella at Night, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I knew Cinderella was there, but Alice in Wonderland and Mad Hatter is why we went, because we went with my sister, and that's her favorite.
And the theming went well there. It's the Grand Floridian.
Yeah. But let's see. What Mirabelle, does it look like inside?
I know
Mirabelle. Who else is there?
I forget. Jasmine? Aladdin?
Yeah, which...
It was a goofy mix.
It's a strange mix, but it's definitely an exciting mix because it's not your Mickey Mouse. And I'm not saying like everybody wants to meet Mickey Mouse, right? But there's so many chances to meet Mickey Mouse.
Right.
How many chances do you get to meet Aladdin? You don't. You have to catch them outside.
Right.
Mirabelle, you have to go to that meet and greet.
Right, yeah.
Right? So this is a way that you can meet these popular characters that are newer.
Right.
Without... having to stand in line at the parks. Right. That is one of the pros, but we'll get back with more pros right after this short break. Now, one of the pros of this all is atmosphere. There's a couple on DFB's list we want to talk about that has great atmosphere.
Right, but come on, number one, stand out. When you think of character dining and you're going to Disney, you think of Cinderella's Royal Table.
That's exactly where you think of.
I mean, you are in the castle.
Mm-hmm.
You are paying to be in that castle.
$250 or $260 for four people.
The food doesn't meet the price tag at all for breakfast or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're getting to meet like four or five princesses.
Yep. Big princesses.
Yeah. I mean, the cute little clock dessert for midnight, like... It is a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The theming is perfect.
Yeah, yes, theming. Perfect. Right. So if you want that, and then the land, they said in the pavilion, we've never been there.
Never been there. But,
so I can't comment.
But atmosphere is a huge pro, right? You're in there. You feel like, I know it isn't considered character dining, right? But like, be our guest.
Character.
But you feel like you're in the movie.
Right. Atmosphere is amazing.
Atmosphere at Chef Mickey's, like you feel like Mickey's like working the kitchen. Like you feel.
No, but Chef Mickey is so high energy.
It is.
It is.
But that's good for some people that have kids, that it's loud. It's like people are running around. It's just the vibe there. That's just how it goes. It's a hyper place.
And Hollywood and Vine. It's like diner vibes.
Yep.
Loud. I mean, you don't have to tell your kid to be quiet.
But first off, I love that
Topolino's.
Topolino's, like you're looking over like Disney World.
I mean, even though there's kids in there, the vibe isn't like that.
It's quiet.
Yes.
It's chill. Mm-hmm. Now, they do the cutest little dance.
Oh, they do that. That's like, cute.
And the kids get up and dance. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, that's the best character interaction I think we've had at a dining.
Right.
They came over. They spent time. Donald was over for a while.
Yeah. Oh, my
Mickey
God.
Mickey was so over for
came
a while.
Like a couple times,
yeah.
Too.
Daisy never made her way over. I think she forgot us.
I think so.
But that is like, that is the atmosphere though in their artist palette. Mm-hmm. Like the theming's cool. That's the beautiful atmosphere. Right. That's a pro, mm-hmm. right? Is you get to meet these characters. They're in special attire for it.
Yeah.
And what's some other pros we got there? Is that it? Is that the only pro is the atmosphere? Is that your only pro?
No. The pros I have is escaping the heat.
Okay.
Escape the way heat. To meet a bunch of characters at once yeah. without taking a huge time out of your park time.
Well, yes, because you got to think on a normal day to meet someone like Cinderella, Rapunzel.
To meet Mickey is 60 minutes.
Yeah. 35, 40 minutes for the princesses, 60 for Mickey.
So bang them all out at a yeah. meal that yep. you're going to pay for.
Exactly.
But you're going to get all their signatures. Your kids are going to get out. They're going to get out of the park for a little
I
bit.
I would rather stay in line for 40 minutes to go on Big Thunder Railroad with my kid
right.
than to meet a character.
Yeah.
That's just me. Now, I might not be who they're trying to sell character dining to,
right?
Because we go a lot,
right?
Character dining is like, I'm going to sell it to the people that are vacationing here,
right?
That aren't there every year. This is the atmosphere that we're talking right. about.
But the biggest con for me,
well, we're going to get into cons.
Okay.
We got to talk positive
all right,
for
sorry,
a minute.
Positives. All right.
We got to talk positive in this segment.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of positive things.
We think it's a little, we just priced our trip with the character. Topolino's breakfast, just to let you guys know, is going to cost us around $158, I think it was, for four people for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So we're going
to
get
but
into
that's
that.
That's why I was trying to change it to Cape May Cafe. I still have an alert up to try to get it.
On magical alerts.
Yes. But
yeah, but
because I don't know, we're doing like buffet. I just feel like you can eat what you want, not worry. Like a Topolino's, what are you getting? A steak?
Well, and Ella and I would get steak. Of course.
She's not getting sick.
But like, it's a morning and I think we have a park day that day.
Yeah.
So how much can we eat? Like the beauty last time we went to Topolino's, it was the day we were leaving. It's a perfect way to end the trip. We ate.
No, we didn't leave that
yes,
day.
Yes, we did. We did. We left in the afternoon that day.
Oh.
I remember it.
I don't want to talk about leaving. It's the worst
yeah,
part.
Yeah, it's the worst part. But there is pros. So like I was saying, like if you're someone who's just watching us to get
for the
tips and tricks for your vacation.
Yeah.
If you only go to Disney once every couple of years, do it.
Definitely do it.
Do it. Do not waste time waiting in line to meet people when you can meet them at breakfast.
If your kids are obsessed with characters, like, and they'll be so excited and they're not, some kids are scared.
Yes. Like, I think Ella was scared at the beginning.
The first time, yeah. She was like, one.
Frankie's
yeah.
never been scared, our right. youngest. Mm-hmm. She's fearless. But when we're looking at it though, through that, right? If you're going on vacation and you're not there every year or two times a year like us, and you're there one time every 3 to 5 years, you only have this magic once with your age of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the characters. Like, right. go to the dining. Because let's be real. For us to eat Mickey waffles, all of us at the resort, it's going to cost $15 to $20 anyway each. So there's $80 out the door anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So for an extra $70 at Topolino's, let's say, we're getting pictures with them. We're meeting them. And we're saving time in the park. That's valuable time that you can be using right. your Genie Plus or whatever to get on rides.
Right.
Or you could rope drop. Or it just saves you so much time.
Right. But for the people that aren't ride people, like, and then just really want to meet characters.
That's it's an awesome experience.
It's an awesome experience.
And that's a pro.
And Disney
that's definitely
does
a pro.
It amazing.
That's like, definitely a pro is the experience. And another pro is seeing, you know, the kids' face light up. Like, yeah. There's nothing better than when your kid sees Mickey Mouse again. I mean, like, or for the first time, or just seeing Mickey Mouse, right? Mickey Mouse is iconic. And
mm-hmm.
obviously that's my favorite character. I always want to meet Mickey. I want to meet Steamboat so bad. I don't know how I'm going to. It will happen.
Disneyland, I think.
Well, we're going to Disneyland. But there is pros. I don't want to sit here and
we
say
we are pro character dining.
We are, but I am con price tag.
Right.
It's 50-50, right? There's definitely pros and there's definitely cons, but you have to see what fits your lifestyle. And that's what's most important. Everyone's lifestyle is different. If you're not a rope dropper, you don't want to get to the park early, you want to have a nice meal, and you want to meet characters, character dining is the perfect thing mm-hmm. to do with your littles to enjoy your trip.
And
if you want to get on rides, do not do character dining. We're doing one day?
Mm-hmm.
We got one character dining, and that's it. And it's like, because we are rope droppers.
But some people go on vacation, they don't have a budget, they just go, they're like, yeah, we're gonna do it,
you have no budget to character dining, like, all the time.
Some people when you're on vacation, you don't want to be like, oh, like pinching pennies and like you know.
Yes, but $150 for a four-person breakfast is a tad steep. $265 for Royal Table is a tad steep.
It's a lot
for the food that you're getting. And listen, now we can be negative. Right after this break, we're gonna get into the cons of dining in Disney with characters. Character Disney dining? Mm-hmm. Character dining in Disney.
Okay. Well, with Disney, there does come some cons.
Negative Nancy.
So, no. Let's get into some cons. I mean, because there's so...
It's fair. It's a fair assessment, right?
It is.
It's fair.
I mean, my biggest flaw with character dining is how much you're paying.
It's crazy.
And how quick they rush you out.
They have to turn tables.
I know, but that...
And us being in, like... Me working in the summer and you like in the restaurant industry, you want to turn tables.
Right, I get it.
You got to turn tables.
Right, but that irks me, like how much you're paying. But then also, don't be that family that takes up like so much time.
Don't be there for 3 hours. That's not fair.
Have your camera ready. Have your autograph book out, ready to go.
I do feel like the character interactions are short. And that's why I liked Topolino so much is because they didn't feel short. Every other character dining we've ever been to, Chef Mickey's, left a horrible taste in my mouth.
Right.
Because it was very short. Both times.
Time we ate at Ohana, it wasn't character, but they rushed us.
They rushed us out. Like
with the kids, not our nighttime one.
Yeah. But like when you go there, right, and you're spending all this money and the character comes up for 20 seconds and walks away.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people. I don't want to be that guy. But if there's table full of kids, go there. The adults that are waiting to meet you can wait a little bit longer.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. Like you want to spend 15 seconds with me? Cool. I don't care. Mm-hmm. For a kid, you got to spend a little bit more time.
Like I get you have to turn the tables, but some of it is like you're eating. But
like literally you sit down, bam.
But like you have to be like conscious of who's coming because you're like putting food in your mouth. That's what I hate too. Like you can't be eating. Like you have to be like eating.
It's distracting because like you can't focus on anything.
Coming over. Like what do you want to do?
Yeah, hold on. Let me chew this steak real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I get like stage fright sometimes. Like what do you... Because it is hard to talk to
a character.
A character that doesn't talk. Like the princesses are fine.
Yeah.
You know? But like Mickey or Minnie, like sometimes you don't know what to say to them. Like the kids are excited, whatever.
The kids will talk, yeah.
Right. I mean, sometimes I'll come over to the parents, but like we don't go by ourselves.
No. We never went to character dining by ourselves.
No.
But yeah, expense. Let's talk a little bit about the expense.
Right. That's a huge con.
I mean.
Some of them. Some are worth it. Like Tusker House, worth it. Cape May Cafe, worth it. Topolino's used to be worth
it. I'll never believe that breakfast, eggs, bacon, sausage should ever cost.
Unlimited Pog, there, yes.
Should never cost over $150. I'm sorry. Well, for a family of four. Disney. Like, how much does an adult cost?
For what? Breakfast?
Yeah.
I think it starts at 40 something.
$47 for breakfast. Am I going to eat $47 worth of eggs and bacon?
Maybe.
No, the answer is no. The answer is always no.
Well, it's not, but you're paying for the atmosphere, the characters.
But listen, and this is my knock on Disney sometimes, is they make stuff too expensive that people who aren't going on vacation, what about the family from Milwaukee?
Illinois.
Is that what Quincy said, the family? What about them people who save and save and save and they go? And they want to do character dining, but they go, I can't afford $160 for breakfast. That's a little pricey to meet the characters. And I get why you're doing it, because you don't want it to be overcrowded or overflowed or like, but at the same time, I don't think that's fair pricing for people for bacon, eggs, and sausage. I just don't.
Differ there.
You can make it $30 an adult and $15 a kid, and you're still going to come out making money.
You could, but they won't. And I feel like
$100 for breakfast planning, for four.
This
is
where we
fair.
Don't agree, because I feel like if you're booking a Disney vacation,
it doesn't matter if you're booking.
No, know what you're going to spend before you go, and make do.
I mean, that could be a whole nother episode, is how to budget a Disney. Like we budget our Disney vacation. Like we know exactly how much we're going to spend on dining. With tip.
Right.
When we go as adult trips, we have no clue what we're going to spend, because it's like, want to go to a lounge?
Yeah.
But like with the kids, we know we're going to the Boathouse. We know we're going to Ohana. We know we're going to Topolino's. We know we're going to Peaches and Cream.
But people don't care
Peaches
about the
cream.
Price tag when
Peaches and Cream's a 112
when your
salt.
Kid is so excited. Like that's where I disagree.
Any
price tag is like to see my kid that happy.
Yeah, but it's breakfast, and that's unfair to people. It is. I'm sorry. It $158 for family of four for breakfast is crazy talk. That's before tip. Mm-hmm. That's before tip. So it's $188 for breakfast.
I guess this is where we disagree.
We can disagree, but she doesn't pay. Mm-mm. So the checkbook says that it is mm-hmm. too expensive. No, I feel like everything in this world has went up in price. And I just think Disney for this experience is a little bit priced out unfairly. Like, you know, at a theme park, right. a hot dog is going to cost $12. You know it, right? But when you want to have this special occasion and you look and you go, Topolino's is like $56 an adult for breakfast.
But that's where the dining plan works for a kid.
What was our quote on the dining plan?
No, for a kid. I'm saying. Know,
but what was our quote for a dining plan for eight nights or 8 days, family of four? $2,165. Mm-hmm. We did the math on what we're going to eat. We're doing four. We're doing Boma. We're doing, yeah, like I said, I just named it and I forgot Boma. And it came out to $568 before tips.
Yeah.
That's a lot. $1,500 of food in another 4 days. It's impossible.
I'm indifferent. Sometimes I think it's worth it and sometimes I don't.
No, Disney Dining Plan is never worth it unless it's free. Yes. I promise you. I promise you. When people are making vlogs to try to beat it, right. you
like,
know.
You don't want to have to be doing math on your vacation trying to beat something. Like, yeah. know what you're going with and spend it.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's what I'm saying is, it catches some. I know you can budget it, but that price tag even caught me off guard, and I'm a Disney goer.
So that when is a you huge said, con, right?
Like, you know, like here, I have it but, actually written down how much. So I'm going to actually give you the info that this is how you book a trip, though, guys. Ready? Boma's going to cost us $130. That's not character. Mm-hmm. Ohana for dinner is going to cost us $215 before tip. Mm-hmm. Topolino's, that is breakfast. $158 for breakfast. If I told you, hey, babe, I want to take you out to breakfast, $158. Mm-hmm. Anywhere else, you would look at me crooked.
Yeah.
Right?
I would.
Half a car payment.
But Topolino's, you're on top. I don't know.
I just think the cons, I think.
That I'm not saying it's not a con. It's a huge con.
I'm saying do it. Like, but I'm never going to say don't do character dining.
See your little princess's dining. Face, it's worth it.
But I'm never going to say not do it. Oh, if you're yeah. a family vacationer, do one. Just do one.
Who's doing like four on a vacation?
I know people that do it that that's don't have the budget. Crazy. And that's fine. That's fair. You don't have a budget. You have the money. Right. Do them all. But I will advise you, it is expensive. That is the number one con. But I think the experience can match the price in certain instances. So I'm saying do it at least. If you've never done it with your family, do it at least once.
Do it at least once. But on the other side now, I mean, this is a con too. The hardest thing to get, these things are so hard to get.
Yes.
Literally.
Unless you use Magical Alerts and use DS2024 for one free alert.
Go on there 60 days out and you get nothing. Nothing showing up.
Yep.
Ohana, nothing. Jeff Mickey's.
It's very hard to get.
These things are so, they make it so hard to get. Like, yep.
And that's because, and that's crazy because I'm talking about the price and then you still can't get Topolino's. Right. It's still pretty impossible to get it. So there is pros and cons. We hope this conversation helped you, and we'll be back after this short break to wrap things up. So now that I'm in the doghouse because I said that thing about Stitch and I don't agree with her character dining assumption, we're going to wrap things up now. It's not that big of a deal, but she had some great points, even though she's wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. No.
I'm not wrong.
Mm-mm. This is going to carry over.
They're steep. They're steep. The you prices know, are steep. But I don't care. For my kids to be happy, I'm
couples, playing it. Couples, this is going to ring a bell. I'll be, good night, I love you. I'll turn over. And I'll have the blanket and you'll go.
You know what?
So why'd you say that about Stitch? Mm-hmm. I know it. It's coming.
No, I know you don't like Stitch.
It's coming. It's coming. That. It's coming. Now, and what else
like
is...
like me with Figment.
What?
See?
You bite your tongue.
There you go.
it's going to be an amazing experience, though, to go back to character dining and, you know, review Topolino's. There will be a review.
If we keep it. If I can get Kate May, I might switch and get Kate
there's going to be a There's going to be a couple dining reviews.
Yeah.
We decided on our trip, we're going to do dining reviews. Mm-hmm. We're going to do resort reviews.
Yeah.
No park content. Maybe None. Some it's Instagram, TikTok. Crowded.
It's
but
spring break.
It's spring break. But we're definitely doing a Polynesian resort tour. Yeah. Because, oh my, it's a dream. Mm-hmm. You know what else is a dream? Is that we're almost at 1,000 subs. And it's because of you guys, and it's definitely because of Quincy. So thank you, Quincy. I will just tease something. So we said our next two guests, a match made in Hefner and Sam for God, in April, All Ears will return with another member of All Ears coming to Creator's Corner. Mm-hmm. Look for that announcement very soon. We're super, super excited. We want to thank you guys so much for all the love and support. We have merch. Nicole's our model. There it is. Our logo tee is out on Teespring. You can find a link. It's probably going to be in the bio somewhere, but we have so much fun stuff planned and we can't do it without you guys. If you want to continue to support, become a member on YouTube, join our Patreon, follow us on Instagram, share this with your Disney friends. That's the most important thing you can do is share our stuff with your Disney friends. Cause we are having the time of our life.
Yeah.
It's been, very magical. And
this whole month,
seeing Nicole come out of her shell has been unbelievable because she's never done this before.
Yeah.
Thanks. And I've been doing it for like a decade.
Yeah, natural. You could tell the interview. I mean, come on. I was hiding upstairs.
You were. She was
I
like,
was hiding. I put the baby to sleep.
Yeah. But it was definitely amazing to have Quincy on and what it's done for our channel really, really means a lot. And hopefully when we get to that level, we can to give back. And I think that's the most important thing. That's the great thing about the Disney community is we're always giving back. There's tons of creators with different niches, with different, you know, styles, and it all works. And that's the beautiful thing. We want to thank you guys one more time. You guys are the best. We have a lot of stuff coming up, but next week we return with another podcast and Creator's Corner. So we have Creator's Corner and a podcast dropping next weekend. And we will see you in 1 week. Peace.